The city of Constantinople was deemed impregnable, protected as it was by the Virgin Mary, and yet it was sacked by the joint army of the Fourth Crusade, consisting mostly of French and Venetian soldiers. There was widespread violence and the trauma of Christians attacking other Christians. Many people were killed, there was widespread looting, and numerous prestige objects found their way into the West. We can think of the four bronze horses from the Hippodrome of Constantinople that now adorn San Marco in Venice, but also numerous other objects that are now in countless church treasuries in France and Flanders. Churches were desecrated and the Orthodox clergy removed. In the political landscape of the empire, the Fourth Crusade caused a fragmentation of the once centralized state. Dozens of states emerged, some controlled by exiled Byzantines in Anatolia and in Greece, and others controlled by Latins, mostly French and Italian. Venice had a particularly important presence. Between these states, there was competition and conflict, both political and military, but also ideological. But a positive side effect was the forced coexistence, which fostered cultural exchange and connections, for example, through trade. It's not surprising in the period that a strong anti-Latin feeling provoked by the sack of Constantinople had an important role in the identity formation of the exiled Byzantines. Orthodoxy was now clearly a category that was more general, that was greater, more inclusive than each of those smaller exiled states on its own. Latin Christendom was its polar opposite and mortal enemy.